At San Juan Pueblo, whenever a child is left motherless, someone is always ready to help out, bring the child home and take care of it. And this happened to a little girl. She had lost her mother. And an elderly couple took her home and raised her as their own. And she grew up nice and real pretty. And when she was a teenager, and she started going wild, I guess. Anyway, one day she found herself pregnant, and she started worrying. She said, my mother here, we have a name, Gua Yia, and my Gua Tara has been so good to me, and I hate to bring disappointment to this house. I don't know what to do, he said, but the only way I can think of is the people are nice enough to raise somebody else's child like this. Old couple did with me, so I think I'll just, whenever I have my baby, I'll take the baby out and lay it on the way where the women go for water, and somebody's bound to find her or find it and raise him for themselves. So she waited for her time to come. And just about that time when she was ready to deliver the deer up in Ma'aping worm, getting ready to cross over to the east side, the young buck who was taking care of the group had noticed that the young ones and the older ones were having a hard time chewing on the twigs that was left. And he was worried if he leave them like that, chewing on the twigs and hardly getting any food, he was going to lose most of his herd. So he said to them, he called a meeting and told them what he was planning to do. He said, we have eaten all the grass and the things we are supposed to eat. Now we've gone down to the twigs, and that is not good for the little ones. And the elderly animals. So what I'm planning on doing is to take you across to the east side, but we have to start early because there's men in San Juan who like to go deer hunting, and we don't want to wake them up when they start getting up. So the young buck told them, get ready, get your exercise in the morning so your legs are strong to cross the distance we have to walk. So he said, in 4 days you come and we'll gather right here at this place again. So they had 4 days, and 4 days they exercised, they walked around so the little ones can have stronger legs and the older ones too. So on the fourth day, they came and the young buck lined them up. All the big ones were in front and then the little ones were in the middle, and there were some more big ones who were going behind. And they crossed the, they were going to cross, and they came slowly but surely. And then way on the other side of the river, they stopped. and they listen. And he said, "Do you hear anything?" And they all stood with their ears up. And then they walked some more. At that time, we did not have the bridge. They have to cross the river. So they all walked across, watched the little ones so they don't drown in the water. And they got to the dirt road. And when they were getting near the village, they heard the baby crying. And then he stopped again and he said, "Listen, do you hear what I hear?" And they stopped and listened. And he said, "Sounds like a baby crying." And then he turned around and asked the bunch, "What shall we do if we find the baby?" And they said, "Take the baby with us. Someday he's going to grow up and maybe he'll know where to take us so we won't be hungry like we are now," he said. So they started walking again, and the dirt road had a lot of rocks. So he says, "Try not to step on the rocks or we'll wake up the hunters." So they walked slowly and softly until they got to the baby. And then they found the baby all wrapped up. The young mother had her baby that night, and she nursed it and then wrapped it up real nice and put it on the side where the women go for water, the trail where the women go for water. So somebody will find it. And so when the deer came, they found it all wrapped up. And he asked them, "What shall we do with it?" And they said, "Take him with us. He'll grow up to be a grown man pretty soon, and he can tell us where to go, where to find food." So the big buck lowered his head. He had big horns like a baby's cradle. And he said, "Put him between my horns, and I'll sing him the deer lullaby, and we'll take him." So he lowered his head, and they put the baby between his horns. And they started walking. They started walking, and then they sang the lullaby. The young buck sang the lullaby. He said, "Anabi magi, 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 sayang kwemutsen, sa bi winangu hu, eh, eh, hu, eh, eh." And the baby went to sleep. So they went softly out of the village and crossed up to the east hills. And that's where they raised a young boy. And because he was drinking animal milk, it didn't take him long to grow up. He grew up like a little animal, fast. He was running around, playing with the rest of the little ones that were there. And he learned the ways of the deer. And so he grew up to be a young man, handsome young man. And one day, the village men were out for wood. They go for wood in the fall so they can have wood for the kiva and then wood for the older people who can't get out to bring their own wood. They take wood for them too. And they saw this dust coming down the hill. And they watched it and they said, "What could that be?" And they stood there and watched. And pretty soon there was a bunch of deer dust coming down the hill. And they watched it and they said, "What could that be?" And they stood there and watched, and pretty soon there was a bunch of deer coming. And then they saw the young boy. His hair was hanging down to the, down in back. And then he had some feathers in his hair. And he was singing, also singing a song, but I forgot his song already. And so the one who was the leader of the wood haulers told him, said, "Don't bother him. Don't bother anything. Don't bother the deer. Don't bother the young man. We'll just stand here and watch because this must be the trail they go every day, because you see the tracks." And said, "Just hide behind cedar trees and we'll just watch and let the council know what we have seen today." So that's what they did. They just hid behind cedar trees and watched the herd pass by. There's a lot of deer. And the young man was leading them, and he had long black hair and a feather in his head. And then his quiver was hanging in back, and he had his bow on one side and had evergreens in his both sides of his shoe. As he walked, he used the evergreen to motion to his deer to come follow him, so they followed. And then they all passed by, and then they went back home with what little wood they had made and told the men at the council to call a meeting. He had something to tell them, so all the men went to the meeting, and this man reported to them what they had seen. A bunch of deer led by a young man. We looked at him, but he's none of us. He doesn't look like any of us. So we just want you to know that we saw what we saw, so we'll do whatever you tell us to do," he said. So the young man told, the council told the young man, "You wait 4 days, and on the fourth day you can go for wood again. And then catch only the young man. Don't bother killing a lot of deer, maybe two or three, so we can divide it up to the elders and have some meat here and there," he said. So that was all they were supposed to kill, not all of them. But they had to bring the young man to the kiva so they'll see, take a look at him to see who he is. Maybe he'll talk and tell him where he came from. So they had the young man in the kiva, and the four men were assigned to watch him, because now they have to wait 4 days to keep him in the kiva. And so four men were assigned. And the first night, everything went well. Second night, the same. And the council told them to be sure and take a nap in the afternoon so they can stay awake all night. They're supposed to keep the fire going in the fireplace, not let it out, and keep watching the young man, maybe he'll talk. So the first night went by, and then the second night went by the same way. He did not talk. They were talking to him, but they just looked at one another, and they didn't say anything. And third day went by the same way. And then on the fourth night, this young boy, he was kind of foolish yet. he would go play the gambling game at the river. The boys had a game where they would set down their traps down in the water, and then if they catch them, they had another pool on the edge of the river where they put their catch in. And then the next morning when it's time to go home, they would divide out. The winner of the gambling game takes first choice. So this boy always was there gambling at nights, and he doesn't go home till morning when daylight is coming on. So it was his turn to watch the young man, and they told him, be sure and take a nap. And he said, don't worry about me, he said. I stay up all night, and then the next day I work in a farm, and I'm used to it, he said. Don't worry about me. But that was moving around in the farm. You don't go to sleep. This other one was different. So he went, and they told him, don't let the fire out. Be sure to keep that fire going. And so the young man was there, and he sat down, and they just looked at one another. And the young man tried to talk to him, but he won't talk. He won't say anything, just looked at him. Like an animal, he just looked at him. So after a while, he got tired, tried to talk to him. And so he started getting sleepy too. And then he went to sleep. And his fire went out, and he woke up, and he said, oh gosh, I'm supposed to keep that fire going. Well, they'll never find out. He said, I'll go borrow some hot coals from somebody down up here, he said, by the kiva. So he went up, and see, the opening was always on the, you go up a step ladder, and yeah, a ladder. So he went up the ladder, and then he crossed, and they went down the other way on the ladder too. And he looked around when he was up on the roof, and he looked, and there was somebody's house, still smoke coming out, and he said, I have real good luck, he said. I don't have to go very far to look for hot ashes. So he went there. He had a pottery bowl. And he borrowed some hot coals, and he went back. And as he climbed the first, what could that be? Sounds like a bunch of horses. I wonder what he has in there. And so he took three steps down the ladder, and that noise was coming closer to the ladder, and it just went up. It was a big deer, a big buck, that went past him and went back to the East Hills. He ran, and so he lost the man. They never found out who he was. He had turned to a deer and went to the herd that he had left behind. And so for that reason, San Juan boys, San Juan men, are not good hunters, good deer hunters. If they had kept him, then they'd learn the way of the deer.